This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli tanks advanced to the heart of Rafah for the first time on Tuesday, pressing its offensive in Gaza's southern city, despite international condemnation of an attack that sparked a blaze in a tent camp for the displaced, killing at least 45 people. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Displaced Palestinians in Rafah made their way through mangled tents and scattered belongings on Tuesday, after an early morning Israeli airstrike killed Palestinians sheltering there, according to Gaza health officials. We want to go, but we don't know where to go, says Manal Tembura. They told us this was a safe place. Israel's military denied striking a tent camp west of Rafah on Tuesday after Gaza health authorities said Israeli tank shelling had killed more than 20 people there.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration says it's closely monitoring the probe into the deadly Israeli airstrike on displaced civilians. It calls beyond tragic, but it said on Tuesday the recent deaths in Rafah didn't constitute a major operation there that crosses red lines.
There's nothing that you have seen thus far that would prompt a U.S. withdrawal of more military assistance.
I believe that's what I've been saying here.
Israel said that something unfortunately went tragically wrong in Sunday's airstrike. President Vladimir Putin said on Tuesday there would be serious consequences if Western countries allowed Ukraine to use their weapons to strike targets in Russia, as sought by Kyiv. The warning came as French President Emmanuel Macron said Kyiv should be able to allow to neutralize Russian military bases from where Kremlin troops are firing missiles into Ukraine.